You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm supposed to be taking Reed to the Mile High Nationals at Bandimere Speedway.
You are?
I'm going to take him out there and watch the fast cars.
Are you going to get some earplugs for him?
I just ordered some on Amazon this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, we're going to need to bring those.
But I was invited out one time for an event at Bandimere. And I got down there right on the track between the two cars.
Oh, yeah.
As they were starting to go.
It's loud, huh?
I will say, and I've been around a lot. My dad was in the military. I was near jets on an Air Force base.
Yeah.
I never have experienced anything like that in my life.
Feeling.
It's so loud that inside your body is shaking and just
can't
going.
Can't be good for your liver.
Your body is kind of revolting against everything. It's rebelling because it cannot handle that much sound.
I know.
And that was with the big headphone things on that they gave me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some power. That's some horsepower there.
Do you ever hear Bandimere from your house?
I do all the time. Yeah.
I used to live on that side of town.
Jets and stuff, yeah.
When I first moved here in the 80s, I lived on that side of town, and that's one of the things I remember.
It's something, you know, it doesn't annoy me. It doesn't bug me at all. It's just kind of like, oh, you feel like you're at home, you know, and the cars are racing up on the mountain. It just kind of feels like Colorado. So,
well, you guys will have fun.
Yeah, so hopefully it doesn't rain too much, and they have to cancel it because it gets slick, but.
What were you doing waking up in the middle of the night?
Yeah, funny. Speaking of sounds, we slept with the window cracked open a little bit last night, and about 1:30 last night, I was awakened by a couple boom, boom. It just sounded like missiles were hitting or something. Just and then I heard the house go, everything just shut off, and the whole neighborhood went black. So I was up. I don't know what happened, if a transformer blew or something.
That's what it sounds like.
And just the neighborhood went black, and then it actually happened again about 2:30, about an hour later. Boom, one more big explosion.
Dang.
And then at about 3:30 or so, the power just came back on. But from 1:30 on, I was up because it startled me. And then my mind got going about, oh, the fridge. I guess I can't open the fridge now and get my lunch and get things ready for work. And I can't make my coffee. And we have a fridge and freezer in the garage. And I'm wondering, doing the calculations on, like, well, if the power's out all day, how long's all the food going to last? And just, you know, the survivalist kicked in. And I started thinking, like, well, where's all my flashlights? Where's all, you know, da-da-da-da.
I thought you had a home generator.
I have a generator, but I don't have it, like, attached to the home.
Oh,
it's
okay.
One that I can take with my camper. So it's. I was immediately thinking, I was like, well, I got to go out to the shed when I get home and get the generator and maybe plug up the fridges and get those running. And
what does it cost to get a generator to run your house?
A lot, I would think. Doesn't
because you're such
Elon
a
Musk have that? That it's like a battery for your house, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
Seems
a
like
lot.
You're so into this survivalist stuff that you
that
would
I should have something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
With
you
my
don't
rain
have
barrels
it.
And copious amounts of batteries stored. And
isn't that funny to think if we did go off the grid?
Yeah.
What you know? How long would the average person be able to get by? I'd be one of the first to go.
Yeah,
I'm not a survivalist in any way. I'm a city boy who likes his stuff. I would not last very long.
Yeah,
you know the I told you I'm writing a spy thriller series, and the very first book is about people trying to take down the power grid in the country.
Yeah.
And I always thought of you as I was writing it, because you always talk about, well, when the grid goes down.
It lasts a couple weeks, I think.
And I was like, screw it. I'm going to write a book about that. So that, and I should dedicate it to you because of your fear about that ever happening.
Yeah.
But I just have to admit, I would suck at it.
Yeah. It is amazing how dark everything gets when there's no power and you're looking outside and there's no street lights and porch lights and anything and no sound and it's just quiet and it's just.
And yet you're wide awake.
And I'm wide awake. And it really does, it gets you thinking, like, wow, I really appreciate electricity. Even if you don't have it for an hour or two, you just start thinking we are so spoiled with electricity.
Well, you know, the whole thing about you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Absolutely.
You lose your electricity and you think, well, then I'll go to. No, I can't do that either. Well,
it's maybe like little things that you do need to sit around every day and be thankful for.
Well, I got to charge my phone. Well, no, I can't charge my phone.
I was having to water some plants I just planted in the backyard yesterday, and I was getting all frustrated because the hose was all tangled up. And then I actually stopped for a minute and took a breath and was like, I am able to walk over to my house, turn a dial, and have fresh water come from a hose.
Right.
Like, they couldn't do that out on the prairie.
No, you go back to the Middle Ages, they would have thought you were a witch.
I know.
Or something.
Gosh, so we just need to be thankful for these little things that we have.
And that's the lesson for today.
That's your little lesson right there.